to turn to the book of Luke, chapter 17. Read verses 11 through 19. We see the cleansing of 10 lepers. Begin reading with verse 11. And it came to pass, as he, Jesus, went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers. Because they were lepers, they stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said unto them, "Go show yourselves unto the priests." It came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger." And he said unto him, "Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." We saw last week the actual cleansing of these lepers. We saw the condition of a leper, which of course is a picture of the condition of sinful man. I want to see this week that concerning this one that returned to give thanks unto the Lord. We have here in the 9 that did not return an example of ingratitude, and we have in the 1 an example of not just gratitude, but heartfelt gratitude. So we see when the 1 returned to worship, and all true thanksgiving to God is a form of worship. Jesus asked him, "Were there not 10 cleansed?" Now, Jesus, of course, knew that there were. He asked this question for the purpose of teaching. But where are the 9? Where are the 9? That is a very solemn, very heart-searching question. Those are very instructive words. 10 men, blessed of God, 9 of them going their way without returning to give thanks unto the Lord. These 9, like the other, saw and no doubt felt cleansing as they were on their way to the priest. They fully realized that they had been cleansed, but they continued on their way. In other words, they did not stop and duly consider what had just happened, what God had just done for them. They received the marvelous blessing of the Lord. You remember all 10 cried for the Lord to have mercy on them. And he did. He answered their pleas. He answered their cries. But 9 of the 10 did not return to thank the Lord. And as they went on their way to the priest, they of course would lose sight of their benefactor. They would lose sight of the Lord. These 9 lepers did not have a proper perspective, nor did they fully realize or fully appreciate what the Lord, what they had just received, cleansing of leprosy. The lesson here, of course, is there are far more who receive the blessings of God than ever give thanks for them. Then we come to this one leper that returned to give thanks. We see that in verse 15, he turned back and with a loud voice, he glorified God. All true thanksgiving is to the glory of God. God is the object. He glorified God. He fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and then we read that he was a Samaritan, which of course exemplifies the grace of the Lord. Now this man had some realization that he had been healed. He had been cleansed from something that was very dreadful. This man has come to the realization that a gracious gift has been bestowed upon him. He no doubt is thinking, I am clean. Once I am pronounced clean by the priest, I can go home. I can embrace my family for the first time since this plague came upon me. But before he would do any of that, he felt the absolute need of returning to Christ, and with a heart filled with humility, exemplified by the fact that he fell down at his feet, with a heart filled with appreciation, thanksgiving, and this man is no doubt rejoicing, he falls down at his feet and gave him thanks. Now, people give thanks, and we're taught from a little child to say thank you, whether we mean it or not, whether we feel it or not. And there's nothing wrong with teaching a child to say thank you. But that being said, many times that very spirit of a child saying thank you without necessarily feeling any thanks, just because he knows that's what he's supposed to do, that carries over in the Lord as well. That is our attitude toward the Lord. Many times our thanks is unclear, very vague. This man returned to give thanks unto God. And I believe his thanksgiving was clear. It was not vague. It was a thanksgiving directly to the Lord for something very, very specific. He acknowledged and confessed what the Lord had done. And he serves as an example to you and I. Now, all through the Word of God, of course, we are exhorted to give thanks unto the Lord. Psalm 50 and verse 14, we're to offer unto God thanksgiving. The very word offer implies worship. All our thanksgiving unto God is to be in a spirit of worship. We are to offer unto God thanksgiving. Psalm 92 and verse 1, we read, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. It is a good thing. The opposite of that, not to give thanks, is not a good thing. We see in Psalm 100 and verse 4, that we are enter into his gates, that is the place of worship, and we're to do so with thanksgiving. And we're to enter his courts with praise. This thanksgiving includes praise. Then he says, be thankful unto him and bless or praise his name. Now, all through Paul's epistles, he, of course, spoke of the importance of giving thanks. Notice in Ephesians chapter 5. And many times if we are honest, we are much more like the 9 than we are the 10th. The truth is, every single day of our lives, no matter what our circumstances may be, no matter how we are feeling, every day of our lives, several times a day, we ought to return to the Lord and give thanks. We ought to be drawn to do that. We should not have to be told, say thank you. We ought to feel in our hearts an attitude of thanksgiving. In Ephesians 5, verse 9, we're told that we're to speak to ourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart unto the Lord. That's joy in the heart. Giving thanks. With this joy in our hearts, giving thanks always for all things unto God. A person who does not have joy in their heart, this joy of the Lord in their heart, is not going to give thanks. This thanksgiving comes from this joy. We're to give thanks always. We're to always be giving thanks. And we're to do so for all things. And this thanks is to be given unto God the Father. The truth is, even God's people are more apt to give thanksgiving unto man than they are to God. They are more apt to recognize man than they are God. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, be careful or anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. And we are to pray and make supplication with thanksgiving. We're to do so with thanksgiving. The very fact that we are allowed to pray ought to be a subject of thanksgiving. The fact that we are allowed to come into his presence ought to be a subject of thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto God. So with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Everything we ask for in prayer, we're to do so with thanksgiving. We're to do so being thankful. Colossians chapter 3. Begin reading with verse 15. And let, or permit, and give opportunity, the peace of God rule, have sway, have dominion in your hearts, to the which, this peace of God, which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. And be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. So we're to be thankful. We're to have the Word of God dwelling in our hearts. And then in verse 17, and whatsoever ye do in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks. Everything you do in the service of God, giving thanks unto God, the Father, by Him, that is, by Jesus Christ or through Jesus Christ. We ought to give thanks unto God simply because we are able to do, that we are allowed to do, that we are permitted to do anything in His service, ought to be a matter of thanksgiving. And notice in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18, Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. Again, we see this connection, rejoicing, praying, and then giving thanks. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God. Many times we do not know the will of God as far as where He would have us to go or something like that. But it is always the will of God to give thanks. Always. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Paul often wrote three very important words in his epistles. We see them over and over and over again. Those three words are, I thank God. I thank God. We see them all through his epistles. We see it in Romans 1, verse 8, Romans 7, verse 25, 1 Corinthians, and on we can go. But in all of his epistles, at some point, he uses those three words. I thank God. Now, the verses that we've just read, they not only deal with the expression and the act of giving thanks, but they deal with the bigger issue, and that is the attitude and spirit of thanksgiving. To give thanks proceeds from an inward emotion. There is the inward emotion that we have received, that we have been blessed. It's not just empty words. But it comes from an inward emotion, an inward feeling, an inward disposition, an inclination. Again, you take that little child, you give him something, and off he goes. Mom and dad grabs his arm, now say thank you. Thank you, and then off he goes. There is no inward emotion of thankfulness. There is no inward feeling of thankfulness. And that's how it is many times with the child of God. If they get to the point of saying thank you, many times it's empty. It's empty words. It ought to concern us that we always have within us this attitude of thanks. This feeling that I have been blessed of God. Again, you get in the car, you drive down the road, you will see all kinds of things, pitiful things. And those things ought to cause you, Lord, help them. But it ought to also cause you to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that is not me. Not because of anything that I have done, but thank you, Lord, for delivering me from such a life. You go in the store, you go in the gas station, and it's all around. People are in pitiful situations. And these situations, again, ought to cause us to pray for them. But it also, at the same time, that emotion and that feeling within us ought to boil over that we have been blessed of God. 9 out of 10 did not return to give thanks. One man, and he returned. Again, it was not just mere words, but he felt humility. And the more humble we are, the more thankful we will be. As, of course, we live in a society of entitlements, and we live in a society where people have this attitude of entitlement, that they are deserving. That will kill the attitude and spirit of thanks. So we have to stay humble. We have to always realize, I do not deserve the blessings of God. Do not deserve one single blessing of the Lord. Not one. People can say, well, you deserve that, you worked hard. No, you don't. You may have worked hard, but that doesn't make you deserving. Because the only reason you were able to work hard was because of God. It all gets back to God. And therefore, we ought to always realize this. People say things that just kill the attitude and spirit of thanksgiving. But again, this one man returned, and with a loud voice, he glorified God. And as we've already said, all thanksgiving ought to do just that. It ought to glorify God. It ought not glorify man. It ought to glorify God. So this one leper returned to give thanks. Now leprosy, as we've already seen, is a type of the dreadful plague of sin. That the Lord cleansed and healed lepers is emblematic of His grace and mercy. It shows that He alone can heal the disease of sin. You and I have been healed something far, far greater than leprosy. Something far, far more dreadful than leprosy. That is, we have been healed from the plague of sin. We have been delivered from the plague of sin. And if this leper returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down at His feet and gave thanks, how much more you and I that are saved? Every single day we ought to stop and we ought to meditate upon the salvation of the Lord. You ought to take time every day to just meditate upon the salvation of God. Meditate upon the blessings of God. Do not go through life being oblivious to the Lord's blessings. But meditate on these things. And when you do, and you meditate on the grace of God, and when you do, there is that inward emotion and feeling of thanks, and you just have to give thanks. And no matter what, you and I may have to experience in this life, physically, emotionally, nothing can change the fact that we have been saved. Nothing can change that. Nothing diminishes that. So we can always give thanks. The child of God, no matter what circumstance they are in, can always give thanks unto God. And we, like this one individual, we ought to feel a strong drawing toward the Lord to just give thanks unto Him. Let us not be like the other nine. And again, they were blessed. But they didn't enjoy the blessing like this one did. They did not appreciate the blessing like this one did. That God would give us an attitude and a spirit to always be thankful for what God has done. You listen sometimes to, and we can just listen to ourselves, the things we thank God for. It's usually those things that we feel God's given us what we want. And we'll say a quick thank you. But that's not what these verses are talking about. You ought to thank God that He doesn't give you what you want many times, because it would have ruined you. We need to thank God for everything. God help us to be like this one leper who returned to give thanks. Let's look to the Lord.